if you don't come to Sattva Guna, can we go to Chitta Sattva? And Prabhupada said that he wanted to create a class of Brahmanas. So how do we understand this? Yeah. The Bhagavatam talks about bhakti in three modes. In the third canto, or in the 11th canto. And that is more in terms of the consciousness of the performer. So, there is, within the practice of bhakti, a transcendental side and then the material side. So, the transcendental is more a matter of disposition. Whereas the material is more a matter of function. That means there is business. The business can be done in a very competitive way where one is trampling upon everyone else and destroying everyone else so that one becomes supreme. Or business can also be done in a relatively speaking Brahmanic way. The activity of business itself is passion. It's a Vaishya activity. But within Vaishya also, things can be done in different ways. The Vaishya profession can also be done with too much passion or lesser passion, some amount of goodness. And we will see this spectrum in every profession. Even if you say cricketers, there are some cricketers who are very passionate, some other cricketers are very cool. This variety of personality we see in every field. So now, when we talk about the practice of bhakti, there is the sadhana bhakti. This practice of sadhana bhakti brings us our overall disposition towards goodness and it will eventually take us towards progress. At the same time, it will not change our nature. So somebody has a Vaishya nature, that person continues to be a Vaishya. But that person will be a regulated Vaishya, where that part of the nature may remain as it is. But the overall lifestyle will be with this. If you see, we can't. We can't place a full person in a watertight category. This is a goodness, this is a passion, this is a goodness. Krishna talks about determination and goodness. He talks about intelligence and goodness, he talks about knowledge and goodness. So there can be different people for whom certain things they may be goodness. Some people may have knowledge and goodness, but their work may be in passion. Some people, their intelligence may be in passion, their intelligence may be in goodness. But now how it is, it's complex. But to give a simple example, to illustrate the subtlety of this, is that generally, we have heard that those who are in goodness worship Vishnu, those who are in passion worship who? Brahma. Those who are in ignorance worship Shiva. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jante Sattvika Deva Yaksha Aksham Siravasam Pretam Bhutakanam Shamne Jante Tamasajan. In 17.4, he says that those who are in goodness worship the Devata, Jante Sattvika Deva. This is Yaksha Aksham Sirajasam. Those who are in passion, they worship the Yakshas and Rakshasas. And Pretan Bhutanam Shani. Ghosts and spirits are worshipped by the gurus. So here Krishna is saying that demigod worship of the gods is in goodness. But then here we have heard that there is worship of the gods is usually considered passion by the gurus. So what is going on here? We have to understand that to accept the idea that there is some higher being and I need to worship that higher being, I need to appease that higher being to get my desires fulfilled, that understanding itself requires some formulation of goodness. Without having some goodness, one will not even perceive that the higher being that I need to satisfy. So that goodness is there. Within that goodness, there can be levels. So we have that worship of Shiva is in goodness ignorance. Worship of Brahma is in goodness passion. And worship of Vishnu is in goodness goodness. So there's a platform of goodness, but within that also there is further divisions. Or for that exam matter, in general, the animal body is said to be the ignorance. But then we also know
that certain animals, cows are considered to be goodness. Monkeys are in lions and tigers and passion. Monkeys are ignorance. If all animals are ignorance, then how can cows be goodness? So the cow is in ignorance goodness. The lion or tiger is in ignorance passion. The monkey or the donkey is in ignorance ignorance. So, from one perspective, the cow is much higher than a donkey. But from another perspective, both of them are in ignorance. And that's why we have the Bhagavatam. Sometimes it condemns donkeys and sometimes it puts cows in the same category as donkeys. Now, where is that? Yasya buddhi punapeti dhatuke. What is the last line of that? Gosa eva bokharaha. Such a person is like a cow or a donkey. So now, when you say cow and donkey, they're so radically different. Why are you putting both of them together? The point is, from the point of view of overall modes, both of them are animal bodies, so they are ignorance. So the modes in that sense are subtle. So with respect to our practice of the regulative principles, itself requires goodness. Without goodness, we will not be able to practice the regulative principles. And in general, and we practice sadhana bhakti, that will bring us above, and goodness will take us towards transcendence. But that need not necessarily change our nature in terms of our varnic somehow. So in terms of our karma, we may still be doing Vaishya duty or Kshatriya duty or whatever duties we may have. So we can come to goodness. So this is, the whole modes are subtle. This is called as a taxonomy. Taxonomy is a system of classification. So any system of taxonomy, it does not translate in a clear way into reality. There are always gray areas. So the important point is to recognize that we have to practice sadhana to follow the regular principles. Somebody cannot say that, oh, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, so I cannot follow the regular principles. I cannot chant 16. That we have to do. But there is an aspect of our life which, as it is, we don't live in a Varnashram society. So we are basically doing whatever profession we find is suitable, whatever jobs we get, whatever circumstances is suitable for us. So that's fine. Just continue serving according to our nature. And at our level of practice of bhakti, the defining principles, yoga, kena, prakarya, and anakrishna. Somehow or other, fix the mind of Krishna and practice bhakti. And as far as Prabhupada said that he wanted brahmanas, yes, he said that, but then he also said he wanted to establish varnashram. And he said that was 50% of his mission. So if we want it to be balanced, we may just have if a body just has a head, what will the head do alone? It needs hands and legs to do something, isn't it? So we have to have eventually a complete body. So not everybody in the movement will be of Brahminical nature. And for the movement to function, people's other natures are also required. That Prabhupada said, for a person to be a preacher, a person has to be a Brahmana with a Kshatriya, Brahminical and Kshatriya combined. Brahmanas will have knowledge, but Kshatriyas will want to be a change in society. And we want both together to be. Is it clear?